Well, much of the talk about border security in this election season has centered on Donald Trump's proposal to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. But the U.S. government has a different kind of security effort underway right now, targeting drug cartel lookouts who are tracking Border Patrol agents within U.S. borders. There's an operation designed to find these scouts before they spot border security. Michelle Marisco from the Fronteras desk at Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
There's no visible trail along this hard granite slope. Boulders perch on smaller rocks and look as if they haven't been disturbed in millennia until they slide down the mountain. The West Desert is among the most haunting and unforgiving of regions in Arizona. The nearest highway is State Route 85, running from the town of Ajo 40 miles to the Mexican border. And perhaps because of that desolation, someone has been perched here, high in the mountains, watching the movements of federal agents roaming the desert below.
Socks, some of the trash, the lids, the Tabasco, you know, some of the hot sauce. Pots and pans they used to cook.
Agent Paul is a tracker with the U.S. Border Patrol's Operation Waypoint, a mountain scout tracking team based in Ajo. He asked we not use his full name for security concerns. He digs through the remnants of a campsite roughly 800 feet above the desert.
Here's some carpet booties. They use this to mask their foot sign when they cross, you know, when they cross the open expanses in the soft terrain.
This campsite is only about halfway up the mountain. The agent continues upwards now through black lava rocks and slippery quartz. It's a favorite place for what agents call spotters. In Mexico, the scouts are known as halcones, falcons.
You can see right there's Montezuma's head. There's the Ajo Range. There's nothing you really can't see here.
For years, Agent Paul and the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, whose operations cover most of Arizona, were plagued by these mountain scouts radioing down agents' positions to their envoys moving people and drugs across the border, as quick and elusive as their bird of prey namesake. But then one day in November 2014, Agent Paul got a break when he spotted a pair of heads shifting on a mountaintop.
So we talked to the pilot, and the pilot was like, yeah, I'll try to see. I said, there's probably not a place to land. I said, you might just be able to put one skid down and us jump out.
The Border Patrol pilot landed one chopper skid on a boulder, and Agent Paul and his partner stepped off onto the mountaintop. They caught two men. His partner chased a third.
There was like a little cave real close to me, and I started looking through the cave. There was a lot of trash. So when I got to the trash, I started digging through it, and I found a pair of binos. I found, I think, a couple phones, some solar panels. I think there was one or two radios.
One of the men he arrested was Abelardo Niebla Torres. Agent Vicente Paco had encountered Niebla Torres 2 years before.
What they were doing is they were dropping him off along with supplies and along with other individuals to scout this location.
Federal prosecutors were able to tie that previous case to this one and used it to prove that Niebla Torres was scouting out safe passage for drug traffickers.
Wasn't a coincidence that he was in a mountaintop. You know, it was a prior arrest showed that he was doing the similar things.
He testified about that previous arrest in court.
He was arrested in the same circumstances. He was arrested with gear that was used at the time and now for scouting activity. He was arrested with supplies. He was arrested with solar panels.
Since then, prosecutors have brought cases against about 80 of these scouts in the Tucson sector. Niebla Torres was found guilty of conspiracy last year. Rosemarie Valdez represented him in court.
The government is basically prosecuting these individuals that are found in caves or on mountaintops because of what they allege is scouting equipment, despite the lack of evidence that they're actually part of a conspiracy.
She filed an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It was taken under consideration by the court in early September. Back on that mountaintop, Agent Paul is readying for what he anticipates will be more scouts, maybe the one who left this frying pan behind. The marijuana harvest season starts this month in Mexico. But after his arrest of Niebla Torres, he's optimistic.
If you can take away the scout, you've basically leveled the playing field.
For Here and Now, I'm Michelle Marisco in Southern Arizona.